Good morning and welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. This is Taurai. Today, let's talk about something that seemingly is interesting me and exciting me, but which, of course, at the end of it all, should we be able to handle well, we will make great success. But if we fail to handle it well, we will make failure. I want us to talk about failure. One needs to literally build confidence because it is necessary to build confidence to take failure in a stride. Of course, it isn't easy to do that, to build the confidence necessary to take failure in a stride. And it certainly doesn't happen overnight. Like all great habits, you have to put in the time and the effort to build a daily practice of confidence-building actions. Take these lessons learned from entrepreneurs who have faced numerous failures as your starting point. Several people have shared several things, and let's pick glimpses of it and see how we can learn to build the confidence that is necessary to take failure in a stride and overcome our situations and circumstances for life. Failure is not forever. There is no way to talk yourself out of a fear of failure. You have to keep embracing challenging projects until you have the experience to understand that failure is not forever. Failure will have consequences, but don't let your attitude add extra consequences to it. Get back on your feet and try something new. Try something easier if it will get you back in the groove. This is quoting from Adam Steele in the write-up, The Magistrate. When Vic Patel speaks in Future Hosting, they teach us a concept, which I also want to share with, which says, "This too shall pass. Rejection or adversity that seems so important right now will be forgotten by tomorrow, next week, or next year. Your life will go on, and if you stick to your values and what you know to be important, you weather the slings and arrows of fortune and will be all the stronger for it." Build the confidence necessary to take failure with a stride. Let's also be reminded that failure isn't unique. No one goes through life or work without some kind of adversity, rejection, and low confidence. Successful people learn how to deal with those inevitabilities. So why can't you? At least that's what I tell myself whenever I'm still feeling down. That's what I teach myself when I begin to feel down for whatever reason. Break it down and learn from it so that it doesn't happen again. Criticism doesn't equal judgment. What other people think of you is none of your business. You need to take feedback with a grain of salt. The more you can distance yourself and not judge yourself, the better you'll be able to focus on the actual work. Learn also and be reminded that not everything is about you. People reject you for their own reasons, and those reasons often have little to do with you. Don't let it knock your confidence, because it's often not a reflection of your competence or your character. Focus on doing good work and making good choices. Let other people's judgments fall where they may. That's a principle. Time is the greatest teacher. The more experiences and time you have dealing with those situations, the thicker your skin will get, because you will see a pattern to what is happening and understand more about why these situations occur. It has helped me to face numerous situations that seemed horrible at the time to increase my resilience. Rejection is a powerful tool. Have you ever noticed that some of the greatest stories are about people who have overcome adversity? Most of these stories are possible because adversity and rejection make people stronger. Adversity and rejection are useful tools for anyone who wants to get better and improve in any area of life. Start seeing rejection as a tool and something useful. Practice becomes reality. Sometimes it's hard to be confident and strong when you are faced with challenging situations. The best thing to do is to fake being confident and work through whatever it is you are feeling. If you really think about it, you are not faking it. You are just practicing good habits. Simply, if you practice something long enough, you will realize you have become a master of it. Brennan White in Cortex has taught us that honesty hurts now and helps later. Training for anything is invaluable. Rejection is no different. Experiencing it is a quick way to immunize yourself to it. One mistake is that people often talk themselves down or up. Trying to calm emotions and apply any valuable, honest critique of your performance are quick ways to improve and avoid the situation in the future. Regarding the aspects of failure, relationships are key. I surrender myself with people I care about, and I let people who I care about know it. The best way to face adversity or rejection is to know you have people who understand and love you nearby. Relationships all often allow us to look at situations from new perspectives, and this can help us see positivity in every kind of situation. But you need to have humility in the whole process, because humility is power. Humility is an undervalued commodity, so it's a great time to buy. Acknowledging the help and the contribution of others on the team prevents you from being too high to hear the opinions of others and lows of not feeling like you can do it on your own. So, it is important that we gather the capacity and the strength within ourselves, because this will empower us to be able to learn and realize that we can build confidence. The confidence that is necessary to take failure in stride and overcome failure and learn from out of our failure for the positivity that we need for the future and for always. I don't know how that sounds to you, but let me remind you, it is well. Have a great day.